9th Perek of Balvasa, 5th Mishnah, Asholeach Sivloinos Leveis Chomet. A person who got engaged and the chosen sends to his kala, who's still living by his future in-laws. So the chosen, after they used to make the kedushin, give the ring, and then the nesu'in, the chuppah, we done later in the year, up to a year later. So after the kedushin, it would send certain gifts to the kala. So shalach sham emei amana v'achal sham zuhes chosen afilu bedina. He sent a large amount, 100 manas worth of gifts, which is equivalent to 10,000 dinars, and he ate a meal that was worth only one dinar. Even so, we say hare elu einu nigvin, it cannot be collected. In other words, he can ask them for them back, because once he ate the suda after he gave them, that's a sign that they're getting along, and he was moichel whatever he gave, that it should remain by them no matter what happens. If you didn't eat there, so he gave it to them, but it shows that he's not 100% comfortable with the situation. And Bemela, if he changes his mind, he can request them back. If you send a large amount of these gifts, that she should bring him, or she shouldn't use them up during the kedushin period, but they should remain after they're fully married, after the chuppah. But small amounts are understood that may not be around by the time they get married, by the time they do make the chuppah. So he sent a large amount, which are the amount that we remain with the amount on the sum, hare elu nikvim. So here it implies that in such a case that he sent large amounts, even if he did eat the sudas chasen, and the marriage breaks off, so he can request them back. So once again, we're saying like this: the small amounts that will get used up in the time of the kedushin, once he ate a suda chasen together with the kala, he cannot collect them. If it's larger amounts that are supposed to remain till after the nesu'im, then he can ask them back even after he ate that suda. Sifloinus matim shishtamish mevesa avia nigvim. Yeah. So smaller amounts that she should finish up and use them up before they make the nesu'im, then those ones were given to remain over there. Now the problem is, it says in the Gemara that those ones he cannot ask back, even if he didn't eat the suda's chasen. So now we're stuck. What was the ratio of the first half of the Mishnah talking about? Now we're saying it's the large amounts, then even if he ate the suda, he gets them back. If small amounts, if he didn't eat the suda, they stay over there. In the beginning of the Mishnah, it says that there's some type of siblingness that's dependent if he ate the suda or not. So one of the explanations is that it's totally how we send them. And the Rashi is talking about when he stamps sends siblingness. In such a situation, we say that it's totally, if he ate the suda's chasen, it remains. If he ate the suda's chasen, he can ask for them back. Seifa is talking about when he was mefarsh. And when it says merubim and matim, doesn't really mean the quantity, it means that he said that I want this to remain. Similar to merubim, I want this to remain till after the chuppah, then he can ask them back. And if he said, I just finish them off now, then he cannot ask them back.